When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team today. Right now, we're joined by Brian Robinson Jr. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. B-Rob, good morning. How are you?
B-Rob.
Is he there? Can you hear us, buddy? I think I have him punched up.
Oh, my bad. Good morning. How are you doing?
All right,
good.
How are you?
You know what we forgot about? Did we have
the walk-up song?
Yeah, he never did his homework assignment.
Hey, man,
You know what? We're going to pick one for you.
He's been trying to get his ankle healthy.
He gets a demerit.
We're going to pick one for you. It's going to have to do with Alabama.
Look, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with it.
Now, we can't do Sweet Home Alabama because that's what Nick Dowd uses, right?
Yeah, that's Nick Dowd.
So we got to do a song. We got to do another Alabama song. So
Well, anyone that y'all can find that you think is relevant, I'm down for it.
Hey, speaking
I would prefer Sweet Home, but, you know, if somebody already got
I guess we could do both.
But then it's going to be confusing. People they're going to think Nick Dowd's coming
Why?
On.
Why? One's a white hockey player, another one's a black football player.
Yeah, but before you hear the guy talk, you don't know.
All right. Well, let's not use that song.
Right. All right. Right. Hey, all right, we'll figure it out.
Since you know what? There is a band called Alabama. It's a country band.
That is true.
And I don't know what their biggest hit is.
I don't know if B-Rob's into that band, but
you're like he's a country.
You're a country guy. You were raised in Alabama.
I might just have to go ahead and find my own song.
Yeah. I'll bet against that. Yeah. What do you listen to before the game?
I'm pretty neutral. I listen to music, like stadium music, locker room music. I don't have my own headphones on or nothing. I just want to hear what's going on around me.
All right, B-Rob, who has the worst musical taste amongst your teammates on the team, on the Commanders?
F.A., hands down, F.A.
Oh, really? F.A.
Yeah. You know when he's on the aux. It's like when certain music playing, everybody just get to screaming, F.A., like, turn it off.
Like, what is it?
What kind of music is it
that offends everybody?
What'd you say?
What kind of music is it?
What is it that turns everybody off?
No, like, he just play, like, old slow jamming songs and stuff, like, before practice when guys need to be getting in a mindset to, like, go and run and do physical activity.
Yeah.
Right. We have guys in the locker room almost about to fall asleep or...
Play Luther Vandross.
He's playing hookup music. Like, what's going on there?
Either you're falling asleep or falling in love. We're like, bro, turn this off.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Brian, when did you know you were going to play?
I told you know, media in the locker room, like, you know, if I made the progress that I needed, you know, during the week, that I was gonna play regardless. And you know, I practiced, you know, every day last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know, so that helped me, you know, gain the confidence that I needed, you know. So you know, that should have been self-explanatory, you know, just, you know, me being out on the practice field, you know, doing everything, you know, for all those 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I knew, you know, after wrapping those days up that I was for sure going to play.
You weren't swelling up?
Like, we should have known when you were on with us last Tuesday, because even then, just a few days after the game, mm-hmm. you seemed pretty confident even then that you were going to be able to make it on Sunday.
Yeah, obviously it was bad. No, a bad no deal on Sunday, but on Monday I was hurting pretty bad. And then Tuesday, you know, I showed, you know, great strength and progression from, you know, just Monday itself. So, you know, that just kind of helped my mind, just, you know, to think like that I would have a chance, you know, and me being able to go out and practice, you know, every day that week. It was a little uncomfortable, but I was still able to, you know, do my thing. You know, just also helped me, you know, gain the confidence I needed, you know, after coming off what I had just came off of.
It seemed to me, maybe I'm crazy, this is not to diminish what you did at all, but it seemed like the offensive line did an unbelievable job up front for you.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did an awesome job, man. Probably one of their best games this whole season, just from start to finish, you know, just moving the line of scrimmage, you know, some key players up front. They got them guys moving and, you know, really held them under control, you know, the whole day. And like I said, I feel like that's probably their best, you know, output, and excited to see how they grow from that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, those holes were huge.
I felt like the holes were huge.
Especially obviously. The first one on your 40-yarder, man, that hole was massive.
What's going through your mind? Like, do you eyes just like, I mean, what are you just reacting? When you see the holes develop like that?
Yeah, so it's a lot goes into, like, you know, making a hole like that and also being able to, you know, hit obviously running the play, you know, to how it's supposed to be running the scheme correctly.
Right.
You know, have the proper patience, you know, get into the hole before you can just hit it. You know, so, you know, all those, you know, small details goes into, you know, just making the play happen. And, you know, once you get the steam, you just gotta go and
then you accelerate.
Go get it.
What did you see from the passing game? And you're involved in that to some extent. What did you see from that that kind of got them going this week versus the previous few weeks?
I think they came in locked in for sure. You know, extremely confident in the pass game, comfortable, you know, just in all of it. So reads and first reads and just getting the ball out of his hand early, you know, just to help him, you know, get the job going and then – you know, hand the ball off to me, and I go put it in the end zone and just help, you know, gain confidence going into the next series to know that, you know, like, you got to keep the same type of, you know, rhythm and, you know, getting the ball out fast and, you know, handing the ball off effectively. And, you know, that type of rhythm just helps us play better and better.
Talking to Brian Robinson, had 16 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown this week. He's up to 8 touchdowns on the season, 640 yards, averaging 4.6 yards a pop. I'm curious, a lot was made this week, not necessarily from your game, of guys that aren't comfortable with the cold weather. Are there guys on your team that have just never played in cold weather? Even Jaden, they said that this was like the coldest game he had ever played in.
It was 40 degrees, not that cold.
I could tell, you know, some guys, you know, not really, you know, comfortable with the cold, but I'm so happy that, like, guys that just stepped up to it, you know what I'm saying, just soaked it in, you know, and I seen that during practice this week. You know, guys, it was freezing cold out there. We was out there just working, competing, and everybody. I ain't see nobody, you know, giving, you know, that was cold or too, you know, freezing to not do their job. And, you know, that's the way we practiced this week. You know, thinking that guys was going to be ready. No matter how cold it was going to be on Sunday, I knew guys was going to be ready for it, you know, how we, you know, got it on, you know, when it was freezing cold.
What does, I'm sure adrenaline covers it up, but does it hurt more when you get hit in the cold versus it getting hit when it's, you know, 75 degrees?
Definitely. You know, the contact is definitely a little bit more intense when it's cold and freezing. Body parts, it's just cold, you know, it definitely hurts more.
Right.
You know, so, you want to be the one that gives the lick, not take it.
Right.
Well, especially and then hitting the turf, too. Got to hurt more. So how glad are you that, I mean, week 14 is late for a bye week, but how glad are you that you're on a bye? You guys have 8 wins. You can get real healthy. I know some guys are still out, like Austin, but this is perfect for you. You guys need a little rest.
Yeah, I think obviously a late bye, you know, but I think guys handled it, you know, very well. Could have handled it just, you know, better, you know, but, you know, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's a great time, and guys, you know, guys feel like it's a perfect time for guys to rest their minds, body, and soul.
Get
and,
away.
Yeah, man, I'm glad, you know, we were able to, you know, handle last week the way we were able to, you know, handle business, you know, going to Dubai.
Are you going to go anywhere? Are you going to go down to the Bahamas or go to Florida or just go back home?
I'm going to definitely go back home, you know, pop up on the family.
Okay.
Yeah, I may or may not go where the sun shines at. You know how I feel when I get home.
I got
Must
you.
Be nice. Hey, you know, Jason mentioned a turf, and we were talking earlier, Brian, and, you know, you're playing, so you don't hear these announcers, and the national announcers often just make me crazy because they say things that just, like, from a faraway view, they don't really know the team that well. I feel like the local guys, and you're probably even mock the local guys, but I feel like the local guys know the team well. But I'll say this, know the team better than the national guys. When they were talking about the turf, I thought I caught this, that they replaced the turf. We've heard that before, like right at Ashburn or whatever.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't like, you know, in high school.
Wasn't
that
field turf.
It was like old Astro turf from like 1970, like on concrete. Are you kidding? That's like criminal.
But I don't think they were practicing on that.
They weren't
right. It was just
an
old eyesore.
On that today.
Yeah, it's just an old eyesore that they eventually.
Yeah, can you give us background
replaced.
On that? Were you guys not using that at all? Because that would be criminal, I think, in today's day and age.
You talking about the turf that was on our practice field?
Yeah, the one that they said that was like AstroTurf from like the 70s.
Oh yeah, they cleaned that up and they put a grass field out there now, so we have like all grass fields.
But did you use it before when it was the?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right. That, I mean, that's brutal. When I heard that, I could not believe it.
The NFLPA would be out there like, no, you guys are not practicing on this field.
That turf became a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they just ripped it up and there was a sidewalk underneath it.
Right. That's
amazing
hilarious.
How that happens.
Yeah. But they ripped it up and they did a great job of putting a new, like, clean grass field out there. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Feels like the game feel.
Is it night and day great. Difference for you? Like, just the way this group, not to trash the previous group, whatever. I know you're not in that business. We can do that for you. But is it night and day, just in terms of how you feel treated, the amenities, the comforts, and just, yeah, you know what I mean?
Definitely feel like, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to feel. You know, this game is hard as it is, you know, so you don't want, like, you know, it's hard, you know, like on day-to-day just in the building or with the staff or anything like that, you know. It's hard enough as it is, you know, to play and go out and put your body out there, you know, for a whole season, you know. Perfect balance with that is to have a great staff that understands, you know, how much goes into what we do and, you know, treat us accordingly to that.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. How happy were you for Chris Rodriguez's success in the win over Tennessee? He averaged 7.2 yards per carry and found the end zone in the big win.
Oh, yeah. I told Chris I was, you know, too happy for him. You know, it's been a process for him. He's handled it, you know, extremely professionally. You know, just all his ups and downs. And I just be talking to him, you know, always telling him, just always never take anything for granted. Keep working hard. Take every rep serious. You know, scout team reps, you know, always, you know, take them serious. Treat them like game reps and, you know, compete, you know, always compete with everything we do. And it's no shocker, like, when his number's called, he's ready for it, you know, because, you know, it's standard in our running back room. You know, we stay ready, so we don't have to get ready. And, you know, it's up to me, you know, as the leader in the room, to make sure, you know, even the third, fourth guys is on the same page, you know, with the starter.
Right. You know, they let go of Manny Forbes last week and, you know, Jamin earlier, and they kind of, you know, bringing their own guys in. I get it. But they're high-profile guys. Do you know, what's it like from your perspective when you see guys like that? Because, you know, who cares about production on the field? That those guys are like your brothers, right? You're with them every day. You're lifting with mm-hmm. them. You're you know, doing everything with them. What's that like mm-hmm. from your perspective when you see high-profile guys like that let go?
I think that's just goes to show you, you know, you got to always, you know, just do your part, you know, and even when you, you know, you think you're doing everything you can, you know, it's more to it, you know, and, you never really know, you know, just what their vision is, you know, and, you know, sometimes their vision might not align with yours. You never really know in this business, you know, but you got to keep, you know, being the best pro that you can be around all of that. You can't let none of that stuff be a distraction. You know, you got to keep showing up and giving your all with everything you do every single day, regardless of if a new coach come in or leave, or a new staff get cleaned out, a new staff come in, or a new roster or whatever. You can't let that affect, you know, what you do and, you know, what you want in your professional career, you know. And I think he'll just get a fresh start, you know, wherever he goes, and, you know,
The Rams picked him up.
Rams
I don't know if you saw that.
He might not have lifted weights with Manny that much.
Yeah. Oh, he might man. Not. Oh, you're just attacking Manny.
Hey, Brian, how much do you pay attention to playoff seedings, you know, playoff predictors, what other teams are doing, what teams you have to, you know, your head-to-heads? Do you pay attention to that, or you just go out there and play?
I'm not gonna, you know, go out my way to try to see, you know, where we at with things. Obviously, I would like to know, you know, where we stand, you know, but, you know, it's a week-to-week process, you know, we know what the main goal is, we know what we're working for, so we got to know, you know, where we stand with things so that we can keep going up. So, yes, you know, I do, you know, to some extent keep up with, you know, where we sit, you know, and I just want to try to help our position. That's right. The only reason why I like to know where we are,
right,
so I can try to help put us in a better position.
Gotcha.
Hey, I'm curious. So after the Ravens game, Lamar Jackson said his mom was like cussing him out, said he should have run more, whatever. Do you ever get feedback from your mom on your game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't really get, you know, that kind of feedback. My mom knows. I mean, it's nothing my mom can tell me that I won't tell myself. Mm-hmm. You know, even like maybe if I had like a mistake or a bad play in the game, she'll just probably ask or like what happened or or anything like that. But she's not going to, you know, try to give me advice on what I should have done in the football game. You know, so you know, it is what it is. But that's just his mom knowing her son and knowing his abilities and knowing what how he wins games. And even if he don't always feel like that's the best for him and his team, she knows, you know. She's been watching him do it since probably 5 years old, you know. So she knows deep down inside, like, if he would have ran more, they probably would have had a better chance to win, even if he didn't personally feel like that was the best thing to do for the team at the time.
Right.
You know?
Well, B-Rob, congrats again on the big win and breaking that losing streak heading into the bye. It has to feel good. And get some rest during the bye, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, in 2 weeks? I'm not sure.
A couple weeks. Enjoy your time off, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. See you later.
Yep, that's right, Brian Robinson, buddy. Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.